Spoke about this briefly on Friday, and I said, well, we might as well go ahead and finish up the thought or go ahead and talk about it. Now, we want to talk about the from Luke chapter number 10, starting at verse number 41 and 42. Luke 10, 41 and 42. It says, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Now, in your lesson, you have the background or the story from there. That's coming from verses number 38 through 42. You have that in the Living Bible. I think you have that in the Living Bible from Luke chapter number 10, 38 through 42. Somebody read that for me. Sister Scudder, somebody read that for me.
As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a village where a woman named Martha welcomed them into her home. Her sister Mary sat on the floor, listening to Jesus as he talked. But Martha was the jittery type and was worrying over the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Sir, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, Martha, dear friend, you are so upset over all these details. There is really only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and I won't take it away from her.
All right. Now, that's from the Living Bible. But if you, in the King James Version, it reads similar. The thing that I want us to think about is the two different approaches that these two sisters had. If you see in your bulletin, you see it's the many things versus the one thing. And then below that, you see it says what I could do versus what I should do. And that could do could be a wide variety of things. The world teaches us that it's an open, the opportunities are endless. You can do what you want to do. You can be whatever you want to become. But there's only one thing that is actually what needful. There's only one thing that is actually needful. Man gets so caught up or gets lost in the many things that they get distracted from the one thing that is needful. Now, Martha, you take into consideration from the text, and go back over to your King James Version, in verse number 38. Verse number 38. Consider, Martha asked Jesus into her house. Everybody understand that? Jesus did not ask to go into Martha's house. Martha asked Jesus to come in. You see in verse number 38 it says, and a certain woman named Martha received him where? Into her house. With this, but you notice that when Jesus came into her house in verse number 40, she wasn't much of a host, because according to verse number 40, scripture says she was what? Cumbered about and serving. That's all she was focusing on. She was not focused on who she had invited into her house. She was so busy entertaining herself with the many things. She was cumbered about, according to the scripture, serving. Now, you notice what did Jesus say about her being cumbered about and serving? He said, thou art careful and troubled about many things. You're careful and you're troubled about many things. Now, when you look at Matthew, jump over to Matthew chapter number 6. Hold your finger there in Luke because I'm coming back to it. That's what we're going to focus on. Matthew chapter number 6. And starting at verse number 25.
It says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink.
Right.
Nor yet for your body, what you shall put on.
Yep.
Is not the life more than
that's true. Now, only you can answer that question. Is your life more than what you can put on and what you can eat or where you can live? Is the value of who you are worth more than that? Now, some people, that's all they worry about. They worry about how they look. They worry about what they eat. And they worry about where they live at, where they lay their head at. That's the sum of their whole life. They spend their whole life focusing on those three things. But according to the scripture specifically tells us you came into this world naked. And you're not going to take anything of your labor with you. You came into this world naked and you're going to leave what? So that lets me know there has to be something more valuable than the things that I eat, put on, and where I lay my head at. The thing that is more valuable is your what? Is your soul. The thing that is more valuable is the soul. Notice what verse number 24 is saying to the person. Look at Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 24.
That no man concerns.
That's it. You and I have to make a choice. We have to make a choice as to who we are going to serve. Martha in the text chose to serve many other things. She neglected Jesus. She invited Jesus in, but she neglected Jesus. Now, most people won't think of this. How did she neglect Jesus? Scripture says she was cumbered about serving. But who was she serving? She sure wasn't serving Jesus. She sure wasn't serving Jesus. I don't know who else was in the house, but they were more important than Jesus. How do you know it? Because Jesus said so. Jesus said, you are troubled and careful about many things, but I'm the most important one. I'm the most important one. And you neglected me to give in to the other ones. And that's the part you got to be real careful about. Your whole life tells a story. And the writer is telling you, don't try to complicate the life. Don't complicate the many and the one. Because the writer in Matthew chapter number 6 and 24 told you, you can't serve two masters. Even when you're involved in the many, the Lord said, you've made your choice. What choice, Jesus? You're choosing the many over me. He said, you cannot serve two masters. You will either what? You will hate one and love the other. That's the truth. They'll despise the other. Isn't that the same thing? And here she invited the Lord into her house. And the way that Jesus looked at it, she was hating him. Why? Because other things were more important than Jesus. Did she say she hated him? No. But how did the Lord, how did Jesus view it? Jesus viewed it as you hate me. You welcomed me in, but then you didn't even want to give me attention when I got into your door. Why? Because you were cumbered about. Serving what? Many. Neglecting the main one, the one that you invited, and you serve the many over the main one. Over the one that is more important. Huh? That's the truth. Jesus said, if you do that, you hate him and you despise him. That's the truth. Come on, that's the truth, saints. You hate him and you despise him. Why? Because the thing that you love, you hold on to that thing. You give that thing a whole lot of attention. Huh? Come on, and that's what the rest of Matthew chapter number 6 is going to get in and telling you. These are the things that the Gentiles seek after. The world seeks after these things. What things? The things that they, how they look, what they can eat, where they can live at. These are the things that the world seeks after. The world will put all of their attention and focus on these things, and they will neglect their soul. They'll let their soul be abandoned. Giving heed to all of these things that are concerning the flesh. That's the truth. That's the truth. Read a little bit more of that in Matthew. Jump down to Matthew 6, 31 through 33.
31 reads, therefore, take no thought.
Yes.
Saying, what shall we eat?
Yep.
Or what shall we drink?
Yep.
Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things.
Yes, that's the truth.
For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all
things. That's the truth. The Lord already knows the things that you need. Yes. Isn't that something? Jesus knows the things that you have need of, even before you even ask. But he still tells you to do what? Ask. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the what? The door, the way will be made for you. So what should I be asking for? If the Lord is telling me that he knows that I have need of these things before I even ask, What should I be asking? Should I be asking Jesus for the clothes? No. I should be asking for more of Jesus. Should I be asking Jesus for food? No. I should be asking for what? More of Jesus. Why? Because in my asking for more of Jesus, he's going to supply me with what I need. He's not going to let me be neglected because I choose to cling or choose to hold on to him. He's going to just provide for me. You say, he tells you, consider the birds. Consider the lilies of the field. All of them, how they don't toil and toss. They don't stress over these things. Yet the Lord knows and takes care of them. He feeds them. He takes care of these things, saints. That you think about all of the things that go on in the earth and how we spend so much time and energy worried about things that Jesus will give you freely.
Yes.
Jesus gives it to you freely.
Yes, he does.
Jesus gives you freely the air. Mm-hmm. You freely breathe the air.
Mm-hmm.
We corrupt it with all our little stuff.
Yeah.
But he freely gives it to you. The water, I remember my mother was telling me years ago in Fairmount Park. There used to be a spring, and the people could go there and get free water, fresh spring water. Then the folk cut it off. They said, oh, no, we can make a dollar off of that. Isn't that something? They take what Jesus gave you for free, and they're going to make a dollar off of it. And that's the same way, again, that's what the Gentile focuses on. The Gentile focuses on that. And you and I can't allow the way of the world to alter our thinking. The way that Jesus have laid this thing out in Matthew chapter number 6 and 33 says, but to seek ye first the kingdom of God and what? His righteousness. And all of these things shall be what? That's the truth. That's the truth. All I need to do is worry about my soul being declared righteous. That's it. When I stand before the righteous judge, he's not going to judge me based upon where I live at. He's not going to judge me based upon the clothes that are on my back. He's not going to judge me based upon the diet that I choose. Huh? She said, oh, Scott, I only eat grass. Oh, well, that's your choice. Yes, you can't look down on me because I like some pig or whatever else. You can't do that. Well, Jesus said, whatever he made it for good. Now, you just can't about to watch how much you eat. Too much grass will mess you up. And just like too much pig, it'll mess you up. You got to find moderation in it all. But you notice the Lord is not going to judge you based on those things. But what he is going to judge you on is by the standard of righteousness. He said he's preparing his throne for judgment, and he's going to judge this world in righteousness. He's going to minister judgment to the people in what? You might be unfair with other folk, but the Lord is going to be real fair with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to be really upright with you. He has a book that he's going to hold you accountable to, called his word. Huh? He's going to hold you and I accountable to this word. Huh? Tell you how you got to watch what you think. You got to watch how you talk. Why? Because this book tells you he is going to hold you accountable to his word. When the Lord tell you to seek him first, he means just that. Jesus knows when you put other things before him. And he's already told you he's a jealous God. You shall have no other God before him, right? That's the truth.
He says,
I'm the one that created you.
Yes.
I'm the one that made you.
Jesus.
I'm the one that gave you life.
Right.
I breathed into you the breath of life.
Uh-huh.
And you became a what? A living. You did not exist by yourself.
Right.
Jesus is the one that gave you life.
Yes.
And the activities of your being, right? That's the truth.
Yes.
Come on, read a couple of those scriptures. And as up under that thing that says, what do you consider valuable? Under Luke, let's look at the first one. Luke chapter number 12, 16 through 20.
Luke 12, 16 through 20.
Yes.
That reads, and he spake a parable unto them, saying,
uh-huh.
The ground of a certain rich man.
We talked about this last a couple of weeks ago. This rich man. Now, you already know about this rich man. This rich man was already described in the same book as fair and sumptuously. Being clothed in purple, right? It's the same one. It's the same fella. Same fella is being described here. And how did he get that purple? How did he get those fine linen? How did he fare sumptuously? Because his ground bought forth plentiful. Huh? Come on, there was a certain man whose ground bought, rich man whose ground bought forth plentiful. Yes.
And he thought within himself,
yes.
Saying, What should I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my food.
Now, this was the sum of his life. His whole life was focused on taking care of himself. Huh? According to the scripture, he was like Martha, cumbered about. Huh? Cumbered about many things. This thing was bothering him. This thing was disturbing him. Where was he going to put all of his stuff? Huh? Not that you see, like a common sense man say, I got too much stuff, let me share it with somebody else. That's when somebody's not thinking selfishly. But a fellow that's only thinking about themselves, they say they got so much stuff, let me tear down and expand. Let me build a little bit more. Forgetting you only got one body. You only got 2 feet. You only got a back. That's it. I don't care how many clothes you got in your closet. There's only one person to put in them clothes. Huh? It's amazing. You find these fellas and they show you that their walls be full of shoes. Huh? They got 100 and 300 pairs of shoes. So many shoes, but you look at them, you only say, well, you only got 2 feet. Huh? You only have 2 feet. Huh? You're forgetting what's more important. Huh? You put all of the value in your shoes. You display them. You light them up. You pay electricity just to put lights on your shoes. Here folk ain't got a place to lay their head, but your shoes got a home with lights, right? Huh? Your coats, your clothes, you put in temperature control closets. Huh? In other words, you want your garments to last, so you put them in a temperature controlled room. Huh? Huh? Come on, folk, don't have air conditioning heat, but your clothes. Huh? Somebody's clothes got air conditioning and heat. Huh? I'm trying to show you what people value. Jesus is telling you this is what the world seeks after. Don't you be like them, right? Huh? This rich man's ground brought forth plentiful. And he said within himself, he said, I have no room where to bestow all of my goods. This is going to be my mission. This is going to be my objective. This is going to be my focus in life. Huh? Come on, saints, you got to be careful. You got to be careful about what you prioritize. What you say is more important in life. Huh? You can be focused on career, school, so strong that you neglect your soul, right? Huh? One day is going to be your last day on this earth. Huh? And your education on your home is not going to matter. Where you lay your head at is not going to matter. Where will your soul be at, right? Where will your soul be at? Huh? He thought within himself. This is his, he made a plan. What was his plan? Huh? He said, I'm going to build down the old. And I'm going to build up new. Huh? In other words, greater. Huh? So that I can make a name for myself. So that people can see how great I am, how much I have accumulated, huh? How much I take care of myself, huh? But what did Jesus say? You are a fool, huh? Why did the Lord call him a fool? Because you neglected to take care of your soul, right? You neglected to take care of the real you. You be so busy taking care of something that don't mean anything, huh? That's the truth. You worry about things that don't mean anything. Huh? I'm not trying to tell you don't take care of yourself, but you got to put things in a proper perspective. These things don't mean anything. What are the facts of your life? You came into this world naked, and you're going to do what? Leave naked, right? But where will your soul be at, right? Man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he, right? That's got to be my focus. That's got to be where I got to put my attention on. Is where am I going to spend eternity? Huh? Oh, yeah, every day has got to be my focus. I got to wake up. Huh? On mission. Huh? Stephen, prepare yourself. Huh? Come on, everybody else is going to get up and prepare themselves for the day's activities. But the saint has to get up and prepare himself to meet the Lord Jesus. Those that want to go back with Jesus, you've got to get up every day that the Lord gives you. Say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day of salvation. This is the day Jesus gave me to get me right, right? Huh? This is the day to get me right. Why? Because this could be my last. Huh? This could be the last day. I could breathe on this earth. And where will my soul be at, right? Where will my soul be at? Huh? Where will my soul be at? Huh? I'm going to leave all of these things that I've accumulated. Huh? Oh, yeah, you're going to leave all of these things that you've accumulated. And people are going to run through it. But one thing that they're not going to run through is your soul. Your soul is going to spend eternity somewhere, right? I thank the Lord put that in my mind. I got that fixed in my brain that my soul is going to spend eternity somewhere. That's the truth. And I want to make sure I go back with Jesus. I want to make sure that my soul spends eternity in peace. Huh? I believe Jesus when he said that when Adam ate that fruit, he separated himself from life. I believe Jesus when he said the wicked are estranged from the womb. They come forth as soon as they be born speaking lies. I believe Jesus when he say all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I believe Jesus, the soul that's sinning. I believe him. I know he's not telling me something made up. He means just what he says. I believe him when he says his ear is not heavy that he don't hear you. His hand is not short that he can't say, but your iniquities have separated. I believe sin separates me from life, right? I believe that. I believe sin separates me from life. And I believe Jesus came to fix that mistake. And I got to remove myself out the way and ask the Lord every single day, Jesus, fix the mistake. Fix that mistake that separates me from you, right? Every mind frame, every attitude, every way, every behavior that separates me from you. Huh? Oh, yeah, that no good thing that Paul was talking about. Huh? I need victory over that flesh, right? That's the truth. You need victory over that thing. All right, jump over to Luke 14, 16 through 18.
Luke 14, 16 through 18.
Yes.
Then said he unto him,
yes.
A certain man made a great supper.
Yes, he did. In this the church? Huh? And aren't you out in the earth? Tell them, folk, come on. Come on and come to church. Huh? Come on and come to church. Huh? The carnal man says, what are you going to do when we get there? Are y'all going to feed us? Huh? What kind of programs do you have? All I have to offer you is Jesus. Huh? That's it. Nothing else but Jesus. To me, Jesus is enough. Huh? He has satisfied my soul, right? Huh? Come on, saints. All I have to offer is Jesus, right? That's the truth. I don't have a program to fix your credit. I don't have a program to fix your relationships. Huh? I don't have a program to deal with all of the social challenges of the earth. Only thing I can do is deal with the core of the problem. The core of the problem is sin. Huh? She shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall save. Huh? Come on, that's why you come to church, to be saved from sin. Huh? You say within yourself, I'm sick of sin destroying me. I'm sick of sin messing up my life. I'm sick of sin messing up my mind. The answer is Jesus. Jesus has come to do what? Save you from your sin, right? You ain't got to be sad no more. You ain't got to be down no more. You ain't got to feel lonely no more. Why? Because Jesus has come to do what? Save you. Huh? Now all you got to do is move yourself out the way and let Jesus save you, right? That's the truth. Let the Lord save you. Let the Lord save you. Forget about yourself and let the Lord save you. Huh? Forget about all the stuff that you're going through and put your faith in Jesus. Put your trust in Jesus. Let the Lord know, Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm relying on you. I'm depending on you. I'm giving myself over to you wholeheartedly. Huh? Come on. That's it. Then the Lord will see you. You want something from him. Well, what do you want from him? I don't want houses. I don't want land. I don't want clothes. I don't want food. I only want you to save my soul, right? Save my soul. Why? Because that's the most important thing. That's the most important thing to me. Just let my soul be saved. Huh? Let my soul be delivered. Let my soul get victory over all these things, these obstacles, all of these distractions. Huh? Are they many? Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yeah, they're many. There are many things that happen to us during the week. They try to take our minds off of Jesus. Huh? Many things that try to make you lose your focus. Huh? Make you lose what's more important. Huh? That devil will use those that are closest to you. Huh? That devil don't have to go set somebody up down the street to bother with you. He'll set them up right in your own home. Why? Because his goal is to do what? Distract you. To take your mind off of Jesus. But you thank the Lord. The Lord gave you a place of refuge. He gave you a place to escape. A place to find their help in the time of need. Right? That's the truth. Told you come boldly to this throne. Come boldly to this throne and do what? Cry out to him. Cry out to the Lord Jesus. Open up your mouth wide. And call on his name. With everything inside of you. And ask him to do what? Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help you with what? Help me with myself. Huh? Help me with myself. The issue stops right here. Stop looking to point the finger and stop right here. The issue is with me. I'm the one distracted, right? I'm the one that got my mind off. Huh? That's the truth. I told you. You better pay attention to this. Huh? Notice, Martha was the one that was coming about with many things. But what did she do? She wanted to blame Mary. Huh? And who did she go to blame Mary? She went to Jesus. That's why I'm trying to tell you, stop trying to control how other people treat you. Focus on what you need to be doing. Her man chose that good thing. Why? Because she was sitting at the feet of Jesus. She didn't say, Lord, listen to Martha. Talk about me. Lord, will you get on Martha? She stayed right there, right? She stayed right there at the feet of Jesus. No matter what the naysayers were saying about her. No matter what other people were doing in the house. She stayed at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus said she chose that good part, right? She chose that good part. But what will the Lord say about you? Huh? When the Lord sees all of the choices that you have, he's looking at you and he's seeing, what did you choose? Huh? I'm so thankful I chose that good part. I'm so thankful I identified that Jesus is the good that I need in my life. Huh? Come on! Jesus is the only good that I need in my life. I don't need good fruit. I don't need a good environment. I don't need a good neighborhood. All I need is Jesus. Huh? Jesus is enough. Huh? He's enough to turn the most chaotic situation into peace. The most dark environment he can illuminate. Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. I don't need to change my environment. I don't need to change my neighborhood. I don't need people to be able to run. Oh, you need to change your school. You need to go to a better school. No, you just need Jesus. Jesus know how to take that bad and make it what it need to be. He know how to show you to focus on yourself. Huh? When other folk be worried about everything, you just keep your mind on Jesus. Jesus knows how to take care of you. He is the good, right? He is the good. He is all the good, your soul. You got to be satisfied with Jesus. You got to be content with just sitting at the feet of Jesus. Mary was content just sitting at the feet of. She wasn't busy trying to be knowing everybody else. She just wanted to sit at the feet of Jesus. She said, Jesus is teaching and I need to learn, right? Huh? That's the truth. Jesus is teaching and I need to learn. Jesus is saying something and I need to listen. Huh? That's the truth. Come on, read the next scripture. What does the next scripture say? Did y'all read all of 14, 16? Oh, no, read the rest of it. He had a supper. Yes, sit the servant. That's who you are, saints. You are is the servants of Jesus. And Jesus is telling you, don't go out in that world and get into what they're doing. Go do what I told you to do. What did I tell you to do? Go tell a folk to come. Huh? That's all you need to tell them is to come. Jesus didn't say, don't worry about how they respond. Let Jesus worry about the responses. Let Jesus do that. Jesus said, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. This is my word that you're delivering. When you go out in that earth and you tell folk, you got to be born again. Born again of both water and spirit. They can look at you and say all kind of stuff about you. Just stand flat footed. There's no argument. There's no debate. I did not say this. I'm only telling you what Jesus said. Jesus is telling you to come into his house. Huh? He has prepared a great supper for you. Huh? You that are hungry, huh? You that are looking for satisfaction, you that are looking for contentment, Jesus is telling you, I have prepared the meal, and it's time for you to do what? Come, right? Time for you to come. Huh? But don't you be like the many that are in the world. What did the many in the world say? They was all one consent. Huh? There you go. Many excuses. Many things. I want you to say, I'm trying to tell you, that word many is dangerous to your spiritual life. When you find yourself getting entangled in a bunch of stuff that don't have nothing to do with Jesus, you're setting up your soul for failure. You need to be concentrated on one thing. Huh? Didn't that what that psalm writer said? One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. What are you going to seek after? Just to be in Jesus' house, right? That's it. That's all you need to be focused on. Just to be in the Lord's house. I want to be in the Lord's house, and I don't want the Lord to kick me out. I don't want the Lord to look at me and say, you're not welcome. Huh? Why would the Lord say that? Because you don't want to be here. Lord ain't going to have you in his house and you hating him. Huh? Lord ain't going to have you in his house and you constantly looking outside talking about, I wonder what they doing out there. Lord said, go on out there. Get on out there. You ain't content being in my house. Get out, right? Huh? Get out. Huh? You say, I'm scared. You shouldn't talk like that. I didn't say it. Lord said it. Lord said, every tree that don't bear no fruit, I'm going to cut it off. Huh? What do you mean? Why it ain't bearing no fruit? Because it's busy entertaining other stuff. You're looking outside the window when you're already in the house. Be glad where you are, right? Be content where you are, right? Come on, read me a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Next scripture.
And they all one excuse begin to make excuse.
Yes. Is that verse 18? Is that 18?
Yes.
All right, go to the next scripture. What is that next one? Psalms 39 and 5. Each one of you get one. Psalms 39 and 5. Y'all have it on your list, don't you?
Yes.
All right, I just want to make sure I put it on there. Okay. Psalm 39 and 5.
Behold, thou hast made my day.
Huh? You ain't got long to live here. Huh? You might as well just get up out of that foolish thought. You ain't got long to live here. How long are you going to be here? He made your days as a hand breath. Huh? How long does the breath stay in your hand? Huh? Now, hand breath, they usually make reference to that line. But I'm letting you look at it another way. How long does your breath stay in your hand? Huh? Think about that. Breathe on into your palm. How long to stay there? That lets you know the extent of your life. Huh? It don't last long. Huh? Now I know. You say, that ain't what you're talking about. You ain't talking about the hand. But I'm trying to get you to think of it logically. Huh? Think of it logically. You say, simplify your mind. Huh? How long does your breath stay in your hand? Not long. He said he has made your days as a what? Keep going. Come on. You walk around talking about, I done made it to 90 years old. I'm 102. Jesus said, that ain't nothing. Huh? Methuselah lived over 900 years and not one day in the sight of Jesus. Y'all realize that? That wasn't even one day in the Lord's sight. Jesus said, a day in his sight is like 1,000 years. Methuselah lived 900 something years. That wasn't even one day in Jesus' sight. Huh? You talking about how old you are. Huh? You better thank the Lord for it. You better thank the Lord for it. He let you see it. Thank you, Jesus. Every year he let you see. Thank you, Jesus. And realize how short your life is. Huh? How brief life is. Next scripture. Psalms, what is that? 89:47. Hold up. Hey, isn't that the truth, saints? Remember how short your time is.
Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain?
Isn't that the truth? Huh? I can remember when mine was born. And look at him now. Knocking on door 20. Huh? That's letting me know. Jones always says, Elder Scudder, you are a young man. I can't let what Jones is saying get in my brain. I know the reality of my life. Huh? What is the reality? I'm older than I was when I first met him, right?
Right.
Them days ain't going backwards. Them years is moving forward.
Oh, yes,
huh? Huh? You mess around, you listen to these older folk keep telling you. Say, you are young. You better make sure you take it in perspective.
Right.
Huh? Don't just because you the age you are don't mean you're going to live their age. It's not promised that I'm going to see 77. That's not promised to me. Huh? My day to be cut off could be 48. I passed 40 already. But what if my year is 48? Huh? Y'all realize so many people start the year off just like you and don't even realize this is their year? Huh? Huh? 2022 could be your year. That is the unknown, right?
Jesus, yes.
We walk around like fools thinking we're going to be on the earth X amount of years. Huh? Go to your job. Say, give me my 401k. I'm planning to retire when I'm 60. I'm going to come out when I'm 55, you know, because I got to be young. Who told you you're going to make it? Don't you know the actuarialists, whoever they are, they've already calculated how long life should be for, the average of a human. And they tell you, okay, well, it seems like you should be able to retire here. And we like fools go right on. Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to be here at this, and I'm just playing this. But then you don't realize Jesus already got a date. Huh? I don't care what an actuarialist says. I don't care what your insurance or your health professional says. How long your life is. We've seen your heart. Oh, your heart. You got a good, strong heart. You'll last for another 10 years. Then you'll be dead next week. Huh? Huh? You wake up and go tell that doctor, what is wrong? Why did I die? You told me I had 10 more years. Doc say, well, I didn't see that behind there. Huh? No, he didn't see it. He's not Jesus. Huh? Jesus, I told you, I've appointed your bounds that you cannot pay us. Jesus already told you that, right?
Jesus, yes.
I've appointed your bounds. Huh? You got to set days to be on this earth. Huh? I'm so glad I realized that. I got a set amount of time to be here on this earth. Now, what are you going to do with the time, right? What are you going to do with your day? Are you going to seek after the things that the Gentiles seek after? Huh? And then die and lift up your eyes in torment? Huh? And then give the pity patty song? Go back and tell my brothers they don't want to come out here with me. He said they got the word. They ain't going to even believe if one come back from the grave. How you know they're not going to believe if one came back from the grave? Because Jesus said, I went down in the earth.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I went down in the earth, they buried my body, and I got up out the earth.
Right.
And folks still don't believe I exist.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
People still don't believe Jesus exists.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Thank you.
We don't believe, ask all these religions in the earth. Who is God? What is the name of God? You get all kind of weird answers. Huh? You say, oh, Jesus can't be no God. Jesus is God's son. How God have children? God is a spirit. Spirits have no sex. They're neither male nor female. Spirit need a body in order to manifest itself. Huh? That spirit didn't get into Joseph. That spirit didn't get into Mary. That spirit formed himself a body.
Right.
Huh? Formed himself a body and put it in the womb of Mary.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Huh? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
He is the image.
Yeah.
Huh? He's not the offspring of God. He's the image of the invisible God, right?
Yeah.
So walking around talking about that's God's son. Don't get lost in those titles. He said, well, I thought he said son of God. He's son of Abraham, son of man, son of the morning. And how many daddies he got? Obviously, these names mean something. These titles mean something. Right? This is a whole other lesson. Read James. Did you finish reading a Psalm? Read James, chapter number 4 and verse number 14. I got to let y'all go.
Shall be on tomorrow.
What is the fact? Man, you better highlight this in your book. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Huh? I don't care how many outfits you set out. Huh? I don't care what reservations you got. You don't know what's going to happen when. Now, I didn't say Jesus said that. You, if you say, well, yeah, but I know I'm going to be able to be there. You know more than Jesus. Because Jesus is already telling you, you don't know. You, huh? You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Keep going. What is your life? What is your life? You walk around bold. Huh? You walk around with your chest sticking out. As though the earth owes you something. Huh? The writer's asking you, what is your life? What is your... It is but a what? A vape, a puff of smoke, right? Do y'all understand that? See, that's why you ain't got no time to be playing no games. You don't have time to waste. You don't have time to say, well, I'm going to go do this first and do that first. What is your life? It is nothing more than a what?
Thank you, Jesus.
The puff of smoke that God gave that he can take back whenever he get ready to. He put the breath in you and he can take it away from you whenever he sees fit.
Huh? Thank you, Jesus.
Do you realize certain diseases the Lord gives mankind to help them to understand their worth? As an asthmatic, what does it feel like to have no air? Huh? Look like to me you got asthma, you be crying out to the Lord with everything inside of you. Why? Because you realize how important breathing really is, right? You get in a dusty house, you can't, you be... You realize people die from that? Huh? I had a sister that used to work with in publication years ago. She was an asthmatic. She walked around with an oxygen tank. She died from asthma. They all just got, how did she die from asthma? Didn't she have her inhaler? Didn't she have oxygen? I'm trying to tell you, it can get so bad no matter what the doctors do. Huh? Ain't nothing nobody can do. When the Lord take, I'm trying to say, well, what happened to her, Elder Scudder? Jesus took the breath. Huh? Y'all understand? He gives it and he takes it away. Y'all understand that? You got to get it fixed in your brain. He gives it and he takes it away. That's what makes him God. That's what makes him God. You are not your own. You are nothing more than a vapor. Is that the rest of that verse? How long is it going to be here? What happens to it? Where's your mom and your dad? Where are they at? Huh? You idolized them, didn't you? You loved them. But the Lord let you see they only here for what? Just as fast as he give them to you, he take them away from them. And ain't nothing you can do about it. But you better learn a valuable lesson. If the same thing happened to them, your day is coming. Huh? Your day is coming. But the question is where will you be at? Huh? Where will you be at? I want to make sure I use my days to serve the Lord Jesus. Huh? Is that the truth? That's the truth. That's the truth I see. Look at what it said. Mary made her choice. Regardless of what others were doing, she chose to sit at the feet of Jesus. That's in Luke chapter number 10 and 42, right? 10 and 42. Let me go on over there again. 10 and 42. It says, but one thing is needful. Mary have what? Chosen. I want you to see the strength of your choice. You are where you are because you made a choice. Huh? Right or wrong? You got to own your choice, right? Huh? It's so true. You got to own it. You are where you are because you made a what? Huh? Now look what it says. Mary had made her choice. Regardless of what others were doing, she chose to sit at the feet and hear Jesus' word. Mary chose not to be distracted by what others were doing, regardless if they spoke negative about her. Huh? Who spoke negative about her? Martha. How do you know it? Look at what she said in verse number 40. Look at verse number 40.
But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left?
Threw that sister up under the bus. Yeah. Huh? So you can't be shocked when people say negative things about you. That's still not a reason for you to abandon what you say you've chosen to do. Huh? I'm trying to tell you, people talking about one another is not new. They did it right in front of the face of Jesus. Is that I'm trying to tell you. And I'm trying to show you it wasn't a friend that did it. It was her sister. Family will throw you up under that bus. Huh? Huh? It was blood that talked bad about her. But was that an excuse? Was that an excuse for her to get distracted? Huh? She stuck with her choice. All you gotta do is make up your mind. All you gotta do is make up your mind that you want to stick with Jesus. No matter who says what about you. It's not an excuse for you to abandon your post. You said, Lord, I want to sit at your feet and learn. Stay there. Stay at the feet of Jesus and learn. No matter who talk about you, no matter what they say negative about you, it is not an excuse for you to get up. Huh? Notice you do not see Mary give any kind of response, but she took it. Huh? She took it and she let the Lord fight that battle. So what do you learn? I need to shut my mouth and let Jesus fight my battle, right? If I just learn to do what? Hold my peace. Huh? You ain't got to respond to everything. If it's not true, don't worry about it. The truth will be found out. You're wasting time. You're getting what? Distracted. See, if Mary would have started arguing back and forward, Mother, no, I'm not. I was going to come help you. That would have been a distraction. Huh? She had to choose. If she made the choice to sit at Jesus' feet, she needed to be content. No matter who was talking about her, no matter who agreed with her, no matter how much negative things were said about her, she did not open up her mouth. But she allowed Jesus to fight that battle for her. Right? Does that make sense? Go over to Matthew chapter number 5, 10 through 12. And then go. Somebody get 1 Peter 4 and 14. I'm about to get ready to stop.
Yes. How
was she persecuted? This is what persecution for righteousness' sake looks like. Because she was spoken negatively about doing something that was pleasing to the Lord Jesus. Jesus was happy about her sitting at his feet. But look at what the other folk were saying. Martha said, Lord, do you care? Huh? That my sister sitting has left me alone. Huh? Isn't that something? Jesus said, blessed are those. What is the rest of it say? For righteousness' sake. For theirs is the what? Yes.
Blessed are ye when men shall
and say what? All manner. Huh? Didn't Martha say something evil about Mary?
Yeah. For my sake. Mm-hmm. Rejoice and be exceeding glad.
That's right. Great is your reward. Where? If they persecuted who?
For so persecuted they the prophets.
Yeah.
Which were before you.
Yeah. You're not the only one that's going to get talked about. Everybody that serves Jesus is going to be talked about in some form. You're going to go in the store. People are going to laugh at you. For how you look. Huh? People are going to talk about you on your job because you don't want to participate in certain things. Huh? But be persecuted for what sake? For righteousness' sake. What does 1 Peter 4 and 14 say?
If you be reproached for
who?
Happy are you.
Yeah.
By the Spirit of glory and of God.
It rests on. What do you want in these evil days? I want Jesus to do what? Rest on me.
That on her rest upon you on their part, he is evil spoken.
Yeah, but on your part, Jesus is what? Glorified. If you look in Mark chapter number 4, 16 through 17, and I'm getting ready to stop. I gave y'all a lot of scriptures today because I want you to see that this is all in your book. If you open it up, you can see it. You're not the only one that's going through. 4:16 through 17. Now notice, keep reading a little bit more, I'm sorry.
Who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with glad.
I believe that this fits Martha to the T. Because she had heard, according in Luke, that Jesus was coming. And she said she received Jesus into her house. She is equivalent to this person that received Jesus momentarily with gladness. But because she had what? No root.
No root in herself.
Huh?
And so endured but four times. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises, for the word's sake, immediately they are.
I ain't got no thick skin. Saints, you need to have a thick skin to live this life.
Yes, you do. Amen.
You really do. You need to be able to take it. 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 I'm sorry. You got to be careful as saints of this momentary gladness. Notice again, she received Jesus into her house. On the surface, it appears like a good choice. But when you consider the follow-up or the follow-through, she left Jesus to do what? Serve. Now, look at that. It says doing a good thing at the wrong time is just as bad as doing the wrong thing anytime. Did everybody catch that? Doing a good thing at the wrong time is just as bad as doing the wrong thing anytime. Notice she left Jesus to serve. Was that a good thing? Huh? But in the eyesight of Jesus, it was the wrong thing. Something to think about. I don't care what excuse people do, don't leave the Lord Jesus. You leave Jesus, it's wrong every day. It's wrong all day long. Huh? Come on, saints, it's the truth. Jesus does not look for you to do what? Abandon him. Why? Because he is the one that did what? Called you out of darkness way into his mind. You need to learn to appreciate where the Lord has put you at. Trust you got something out the word. Hide the Lord's word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus. We definitely thank the Lord just for the understanding of the word, saints.